What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, fellas, hey, get back to arguing now.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Go ahead. We don't argue, Scott.
Go ahead.
I love Scott. I've broken bread with him and his lovely wife. We don't argue. It's just how we talk to each other, Scott. But boy, you look great
today.
I'm
talking about our attire. Boy, I'm
dude, this is the best I've ever seen.
And this is like the worst I've ever seen you look.
It was a gift, bud. And I've wore jerseys with no shirt before.
I know.
Before.
On an airplane, actually.
No, that was a tank top. Yeah, this is the Valkyries trying to make the playoffs, baby. Let's get to it. You look great. Seriously, the pink.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Spadoni said the same thing, and I forgot to say thank you. I said, I know. You got hot. I'm golfing today.
Yeah. No,
by the way, 2 o'clock today at the end of our show, Shanahan and Lynch are going to talk,
man,
to the media, and we'll have that for you.
Because this has turned into wide receiver, you man, Valdez Scantlin. Now talk of possible Kendrick Bourne. That does not bode well for what I thought was a layup for one Juwan Jennings, Donnie.
Layup.
I thought, you know, he had the leverage.
Yeah.
Now they got the beverage.
Yeah, I'm jimmying with my earphones here, Minute Goo. Okay. Sorry right. about that, yeah. My main man.
No, but seriously, you look great. What's all the SR stand for on the...
Sheep Ranch.
And that's San Ramon?
No, it's a golf shirt in a golf course in Oregon.
Okay, gotcha. So, oh, I gotcha. So it's new.
Yeah, so the 49ers get down to 53 yesterday. Shanahan and Lynch will talk today at 2. I think the big issue, obviously, is Juwan Jennings. 49ers sign Marquez Valdez-Scantling. They're interested in Bourne, as you said. What does it mean?
That just from my vantage point, I want him on the team. I think he's better than Valdez Scantling, who only played 8 games last year for the Saints. Donnie, 2 years older, if you're into that. But the bottom line is you got familiarity with one Juwan Jennings. And I just don't see them kind of just kicking him to the curb. And maybe this will grab Juwan's attention and his demands, whatever they are. If they were ridiculous, Donnie, maybe he'll hone them back in, and we'll see him on the practice field here in the next day or two. But for you, Carter Chickering, to hit us up, basically with, you know, Lynch and Kyle talking at 2 p.m., there's nothing more important than what is the status of this, we call it hold out, hold in with Juwan Jennings.
Yeah, 49er fans, at, like I said, at 2 o'clock, Shanahan and Lynch are going to talk to the media and obviously get into the decisions they made yesterday. And my question to 49er fans is, what do you want to know? What do you want to know from those two guys today? What are your most burning questions for Shanahan and Lynch? And what do you want to know about your football team?
The goal.
What are the pressing issues, and what are the challenges that this team's going to face that you want to hear about? 888-957-9570. I mean, I obviously think we got – I'll make a prediction that we'll get some Jennings clarification today. We have to, kind of, don't we? I mean, he's on the 53-man roster.
But yeah.
But he's supposed to be hurt, but we don't think he is. The 49ers just go get a guy. They're thinking about getting another guy. What does it all mean? I got to believe some of the explanation will come today after 2 o'clock.
Yeah, and it looks like Matt Barrels just posted, Stoney, that the Niners claim defensive tackle Jordan Jefferson off of waivers from Jacksonville, and that now gives them 12 defensive linemen. So Robert Saleh has some depth rotating dudes in and out. But you're right, Stoney. I don't know. You would think if you're Juwan Jennings and you see your team go after, bring a guy in at your position and possibly another with Kendrick Bourne, wouldn't that grab your attention? It would grab mine.
Yes, it would. But if a guy's been, if he's strategically planning like a hold in or a hold out, whatever he's doing, he has to have factored into the equation that if he took it to a certain point, they may try to get another receiver. Like he would have had to have taken it to that extension. If he looked that far ahead, I would think.
Yeah, I thought he had leverage, Stoney. I don't think so now with these acquisitions. But, I mean, just how does it end? You know what I mean? Like, do we get clarity here today, tomorrow? But, man, I'm rooting for Jennings. We don't know what the number is, but the bottom line is, if Bourne, a former Niner, Stoney, who was with the Patriots, comes back and you add Scantling, regardless of what you think of Scantling at this point in his career, I mean, the writing's on the wall to me. We ain't giving you an extra dime. Yeah. But you can come back and play on what we signed you up for.
If I were to ask Niner fans, what do you want to know from these two guys? I made a list of a bunch of questions that I would have for them. Goo, you probably do too off the top of your head.
You want me to give you one or hold it?
I'll give you one, okay. Then you give me one. Obviously, we got to find out about Jennings. And I would say, I would ask a question, why did Jake Moody win the kicking battle?
I feel like I could answer that.
Okay, why?
Because he's our kicker.
Okay, but you brought in Joseph to kick.
We like to explore other options, Donnie. See?
Okay.
Yeah. But I get, you think somebody give him that?
Of course. I mean, to me, it's, what are your top issues to me? It's Jennings, it's Moody. And then we start getting into, you know, the offensive line or McCaffrey's health, stuff like that.
Well, I'm going to say this to that. My thing is this rash of injuries, even before OTA started, you know, have you guys looked into that more? How do you process that? That a lot of your guys are just getting hurt, coming and reporting hurt. How do you process that? What is that on? Are you looking into it? Is there anything you can do to prevent it moving forward? But, Stoney, if you think about the injuries just this offseason and what they're dealing with now, and I know you could say, oh, partner, it's football, but it does seem like the red and gold are sustaining more, like it's just happening more frequent than in any other locale.
Well, they've had more injuries under Shanahan than any other team, apparently. They've had a lot of injuries under Kyle Shanahan. It's almost gotten to the point where it's just kind of part of the MO, I feel like. I feel like over the last 6, 8, 10 years, maybe, not that long, really? But I kind of feel like we spend a lot of time talking about injuries with the Niners, and I just always wonder whether they do that in other cities like we do it here, or if they don't have the injuries in other cities so they don't talk about it as much as we do here. But, no, I think... I mean, it's last year they got hurt by injuries, and we'll see if they can stay healthy this year. 888-957-9570 is the number. Shanahan and Lynch talking today. They cut down to 53 yesterday. Anything surprise you about yesterday? Anything that infuriated you about yesterday? You have a strong feeling on what we should do with Juwan Jennings. I'll give you my prediction on the other side, but I think if you read the tea leaves, you might be starting to sense that they may not give in to Juwan Jennings. Mm. But also, we'll see. We'll see. Secondly, we got we'll talk a little Giants at some point today.
Three Buster, in a row?
But yeah, that's not the news. The news is Buster Posey talked to the SF Standard's John Shea, and he addressed the Giants' collapse, essentially. He talked about the Melvin situation, which we can get into, and where the team goes from here. So we can talk a little bit of Posey. We'll talk a lot of Niners. The number's 888-957-9570. And then you can weigh in on how Goo's looking today with the guns out.
What about you?
I don't have my guns out. Well, I mean, I don't have my water pistol. I don't have my water pistols out.
I love you, man.
Can you make a muscle?
Woo! Now, you didn't have to play that. I just did it for the camera. We might do that once a segment.
It's funny. Whatever you do, don't read the fourth text down on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text.
I got it up. I'm running. Yeah,
don't read the fourth one down.
Okay, I'm running.
All right.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Life, man.
It is. And I want to just give a PSA. Kenny, get your pen. If you got people in your corner that will stand by you through thick and thin, they call those real ones.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy them. Don't take them for granted. And don't surround yourself around phonies.
That's right.
Because when you need them most, phonies will vamoose.
That's right,
and disappear.
You know what? Y'all out there should take a lesson from my relationship with Guru. That's what a relationship's all about.
No, we are seriously starting. We're tighter than we are on the show outside.
I mean, it is really unbelievable.
Yeah, you do get a pass. And I do, I want to say something.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm sorry, what?
You know, the people that want to come after you, Big Dex, AP, you know, I keep them off you. But I do got to say something to the cameraman.
Oh.
I did have a T-shirt on this morning, and I said, I got confidence coming from the Yoon. We've always been doubted. But my muscles are better than what the camera's showing. I'll just leave that there. I don't like how my guns are looking on the YouTube. In person, they're better. Stani, you know it.
Well, if you're...
We're having some technical issues, so I'm leaving it there.
Actually, we're not.
Mike 3 is out. Yeah, come on now.
That so dude should return his muscles.
If you have such an inclination, you can go on the YouTube
Let's
chat.
Let's go.
Just search 95.7 The Game.
Go.
Guru's wearing his brand new Valkyries jersey.
Guru on the back.
Authentic.
I was on board with it.
And he's got the guns out. And for all you guys from my generation, you'll be happy to know that before the show, I said, hey, put a T-shirt under there, Patrick Ewing.
I've done this before. I've worn my Curry jersey.
Remember when Georgetown did that?
Yeah.
They're the first ever team to do that.
And Chris Mullen did it all through St. John's. Yeah.
Yeah, they and originally it started, we're talking about a jersey, sleeveless basketball jerseys that Patrick Ewing used to wear a T-shirt underneath it. It used to be a white T-shirt, and he initially wore it the first time because he was sick.
Yeah.
He like had a cold or something.
Mm-hmm. David
and
Wingate.
Then he just started wearing it, and then they had to put in a rule where the shirt must be the same color as the uniform underneath it.
I liked it.
Then they started making jerseys with little sleeves.
That was a trend before Fab Five.
No doubt.
I'll say this. The one on the text line that you said don't read. Goo, if you're over 16 in caps, you're not allowed to wear a jersey without anything under. That's a foul. It's not a foul. I've done it before here.
So I've been reading some of the YouTube chat. I'm going to try to do something right now for the next 20 minutes.
Let's go.
I do have a fidgeting problem. I just can't.
I'm putting her on blast.
Go ahead.
She's fascinated with it. Like, she'll watch you and I won't even, I'll come in the house and she's like, what's making him twitch? Talk about it. I'm sorry for interrupting, but boy.
I've always had like a little fidgeting problem. But
is it nervousness?
It's probably with whatever, that
ADD?
Yeah, probably. So I don't know. But here's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to just sit. Look, I'm here for it.
We'll see.
I got to try to sit. At the same time, I got to try not to fidget. At the same time, I got to try not to touch the mic. I feel like I should just work on sitting first because I'm still going to need to touch the mic.
What does that do for? It's like your,
I don't know, man.
Your security blanket?
You know what?
I think it's nerves.
It's kind of like Foghorn Leghorn. I'm doing a lot of chopping, but no chips are flying.
Yeah.
So anyway,
a lot of crackhead tendencies with that. And,
what John Wooden say? Don't confuse
activity for achievement.
Exactly.
That's my dad's line, but okay, you could say Wooden.
It might have been your dad's. That's possible.
Can I be? Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You asked me about a surprise cut. And all through the preseason, I'm listening to the announcers, Haberman and company. And then Saturday, I was, you know, up north, Stockton, Stani, so they had the national CBS broadcast on. And I'm listening to these guys tell me what they're seeing during the week. So you didn't ask me, but I'm a volunteer. But defensive tackle Sebastian Valdez, Stani, it looks like now he got cut. But he's going to be on the practice squad, so he still got action if they have injuries. But that was a guy I've been hearing about for 2-3 games, and I thought he would make the 53-man. He didn't, but it looks like he's going to end up on the practice squad. So that's all you can ask if you're a youngster, injuries, and then they call you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's all I can do.
Yeah.
Philmo Mike wants to jump in early.
Who says he was on hold? I'm upset. I forgot.
Oh, boy.
50 minutes yesterday. That should never happen for Philmo Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
I appreciate that, Guru. I appreciate the love, bud. But I ain't gonna lie. You out here looking like remember with Ric Flair in like 1998 when he came back, he was in WWE, or like Hulk Hogan in NWO body.
Oh boy, Stoney.
You still got it, but you feel me? But it's kind of, it's kind of droopy.
It's kind of droopy though.
But you got it though, blood. Nah, for real, you look awesome, man.
Oh boy, awesome.
I know you had a good time a week away from us, man. Or I heard Oregon was lit. You didn't get into no marijuana, did you?
No, of course not.
Okay, all right.
Jeez,
okay, man. Well.
Not coming with the
fire. You're missing out.
No, I'm
you're good. Missing out. But nah, but I'm just mad at the Niners because the Niners are not. We gonna be good this year, but I don't like the when you wrong, you're wrong, man. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta say I'm wrong. I messed up. I'm sorry. Moody, if he's not ready, who cares if he's a third round pick? Cut his ass.
Mm.
Who cares? Like, that's how I feel. Like, stop trying to protect your pride.
Wow.
And let's win some football games. Let's get the best players available. I said this 3 weeks ago. Let's get the best players that we can get. And protecting feelings and protecting egos is not doing that. Like, John Lynch, you're not playing football. Let's get a kicker that can kick. That's all. We don't want to get to the situation where, you know, a game is on the line. And then we got to cut the guy because he missed an important kick at an important time.
Mm. Oh, I didn't do it. My bad, Mike.
No, that's real.
I just jumped in. Oh. I just stood up. I'm sorry.
He's trying not to fidget, Mike. He's trying not. You know how he's always touching the mic. He's trying to work on not doing it. He can't even make it a 10 seconds.
That's why you need some marijuana.
Oh, he's prescribing.
I got you. I got what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you, Mike. Thanks. Yeah, I couldn't do that either. I might be less fidgety, but I'd probably be less functional.
How about me defending him, and then he calls me droopy? Wow. Didn't see that coming, Paul. No. Yeah, hey, but I'll say this to that about Moody. Come on, we all know why he's still here. Stoney, it's because the pick, and you don't want to say or admit you're wrong. I get that, but Jake Moody can control that, man. You get off to a good start. Let's just 5 of your first 7 kicks. Let's 6 of your first 7. But, man, I'm telling you, partner, he can ill afford to do what you talked about yesterday, and it's real. He cannot get off to that shaky start, and you got to pour a glass of vodka, Patron, whatever your favorite new vodka, because that's how you feel, even if it's a chip shot or extra point right now with Jake Moody. That, I can't lie and say, does not exist, and that's why I think, Stoney, when he made that game winner against the Raiders, they celebrated in a way that they knew, I'm going Morris Day, what time it was.
Can I throw something at you?
Yeah.
And you have no idea this is coming.
I feel and look good, man.
No, you should. You should. Yes. If I just throw this, I'm not going to throw it out there. If I gave you this information, would it matter? Okay. You ready?
I love this.
All right. Juwan Jennings. What if I told you that on February 14th of this year, the 49ers paid him half his salary for the year already. They advanced him over $3 million of this year's salary.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh, you're saying that would be the solution?
No, I'm saying that he's already earned, they've already written a check to him for over $3 million.
But that's not sufficient for him.
It's an advance of his six point something or other million this year.
But obviously it's not enough for him.
So he got half his salary in February up front, and now he kind of wants more. He does want more. So I wonder if that's, I don't know, part of it.
Or what about what you guys said that I hated last year? They were tired of getting pushed around in negotiations. And I know, again, for the millionth time, Stoney, he is not a Jerry Rice or Brandon Ayuk caliber Bosa Warner type. He's a B-lister, C-lister. But the bottom line is this is who you're really going to stand up to. And I'm looking at the numbers. And Valdez Scantling, Stoney, is older than Juwan Jennings by 2 years. played half the year last year. We might have somebody on from the Bayou to where we can discuss and have some fun with them. Sky Moore, those are, look at Marcy, those are nothing burgers, Steiny. So when it's all said and done, you still need Juwan Jennings. And I'm just looking at you and you're pretty in pink. Do you think this has got his attention? Why have they brought in, they need bodies. We get that. But there's got to be another driving force behind the possible reunion with Kendrick Bourne.
Maybe they're going to trade Jennings.
All right.
This was Charles Davis, CBS Sports, yesterday.
Great interview.
And I'd love to know if 49er fans believe this or not, and whether or not maybe things have changed in the last, week?
Right now, you'd have to say things have tipped to his advantage because of everything that's going on at the position. People hurt, nothing solidified, what's happening there. It works for him because of that. The Super Bowl appearance does not hurt one bit. That lingers in the minds of the public and people who like the team. The other part of it is he is so darn reliable for a quarterback. You can go there and get completions, even though you say to yourself, I'm not sure how we do that.
All right, Charles Davis, I'm not sure I agree with him. Mm. And maybe if I would have agreed with him yesterday, maybe I agree with him less today. Let's put it that way. I'm not saying he's wrong,
no,
obviously.
I get you. But it is like this is a distraction. You could say a minor one, what have you, but the bottom line is in a year that we all have kind of just stepped back from, you know, stepped back a little bit and said, you know what? I don't know who's hell of confident in what the Niners are going to do compared to what they've done over the last 5 to 6 years. This is going to be new. I just think you need Jennings. And I don't know. When Ken told me they got Valdez Scantlin, I'm like, and then I like, okay.
It looks like he's got a deal, too, for 1 year.
Well,
like, he's got a deal.
So if you're Jennings camp, are you worried?
I think he's going to be traded.
Wild, Steiny.
That would be my guess.
No?
That could be wrong.
Well, what about Kendrick Bourne? If they reunite with him, now you're talking about another guy that's come in that knows the system. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I didn't tell you. It's bad, according to who you know, if you're a Niner fan thinking this dude is being greedy, Juwan, then you're okay with it. And I know Will, I don't want to speak for Willard. It sounded like he was turned off. And you know how Dibs is. You got to honor the contract, but we're in a different era. But I will say this. You did say something yesterday about Kyle and his mindset about Stu think he is. I can make Steiny catch as many balls, almost have 1,000 yards. So I'm wondering if these are two candidates, possibly. You just mentioned Valdez Scantling. We know that for sure. But Kendrick Bourne, Steiny, that was signal to me night-night for Jennings.
Yeah, and this is more Charles Davis. This is about Charles Davis was asked about Shanahan's ability to find guys, whether it's a running back, whether it's a quarterback, whether it's a wide receiver, and whether or not Shanahan believes that Jennings is pretty simply replaceable. I think this is what you were talking about, Goo. Take a listen.
In my mind, Kyle Shanahan always believes he can find someone else. He always believes he can find another player to do and scheme for and create. He always believes that whoever he steps in and puts out on the field, he'll find a way to make them better that day. And the truth of the matter is, his track record says he...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Can and has. That's what it comes down to. Very few people are we going to talk about, I think, can scheme and call a game the way Kyle Shanahan can. I mean, there are times people in this league, right? Let's face it, guys. You know what it's like when we talk about people coming out of college, right? Quarterbacks who have to have throw with better anticipation. How many times have we relayed the same story? Every one of us is broadcasters. When the quarterback gets to training camp in the NFL after being in college and doesn't throw the football, and the coach goes, son, why don't you throw the ball? Coach, he wasn't really open. Son, in this league, that is open. You got to find a way to put it in there, right? Because defensive backs are better, quicker, the windows are tighter, et cetera, et cetera. My point is, how many times have you watched a 49ers game and guys are wide open, like clearly, yard, no one around? That scheme is awfully effective, and that's why I think, you know, if you're Kyle Shanahan, you're like, okay, I don't have everybody I want, but I'll find a way to make what I have better.
Yeah, you got it. Man, that's Aretha Franklin, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That was respect. I agree wholeheartedly. And it's why he's taking Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, to the heights he has to get a new contract. Jimmy Garoppolo to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, man, did Charles tell one lie in there?
No, and that's I just.
So now you got me thinking you might be onto something. Jennings, I can find another. You know what I mean?
Right. And I don't think, you know, Shanahan's arrogant enough to think, oh, Jennings stinks and I'll find somebody better. But I just think
that.
Just think that he's the kind of coach that says, all right, Juwan Jennings, we can replace him, and I'll work around it, and we'll still get really good production out of that position. I'll tell you the one question.
Dude, this, wow.
I'll tell you the one question I would love to know the answer to, but it's a question that they would never give me the answer to. But I would love to know whether or not. And you know what? Even if they're not going to answer them, fans can try to answer these questions too. You know what I'd love to know?
What?
Has your 2025 regular season schedule impacted any of your thinking going into the 2025 season? Like, was that a part of the background or the template of the off season, and did it in any way affect your approach? They'll never answer that.
Okay.
But I think the schedule in the big picture of this off season, where they are, where they're coming from, what their goals are, I think the schedule has something to do with it.
Can I attempt a rebuttal?
Yeah.
About that. Because all off season, that's bothered me. And I look at what the Minnesota Vikings did last year, the Rams bouncing back. Steiny, you open up with the division game at Seattle. You got Saints. Now, that is, I believe, and I told you off camera, off air, that they're the worst team in the league. Then you have Arizona at home. That's not a walk in the park.
No,
you
but
got the Jaguars, Steiny, who might be better and have.
Are you arguing that they don't have what's considered the easiest statistical schedule in decades? All I want to know is whether that factored into their thinking. For example, maybe this is the year to try to rebuild because their schedule's a joke.
Until we find out that Atlanta, the Texans, and the Giants are going to be better. The Bears are going to be better. Like, those are not walks in the park that might, I think.
I can't argue
the number from the win total from last year. I get that, Parter. But I'm telling you, I'm looking at the Texans. I'm looking at Penix and the Falcons.
Tampa Bay almost beat you last year. The facts say this schedule's a joke.
Yeah. That I can't argue with.
It's like not an opinion.
I can't argue with you on that.
It's an equation.
Yeah, I got you.
And so that's all
but
I'm wondering.
But do you leave any room for error for like the New York Giants? If you go off of what they did last year, that's a layup. Their defense, I'm not looking at it individual team,
whether a team could be better or can be worse.
Right.
I'm just saying, if you look at the schedule as a whole and you're looking – to reset or revamp, like, I'm sorry. This is the year to do it because you might be able to skin two cats at once, which is build or start rebuilding and resetting and incorporating young guys in there. Maybe you can even sneak into the postseason.
Yeah, and remember, we talked about it, you, Kenny, and I in the green room, I believe, yesterday, Steiny, about Kyle mentioning how the Rams and Buffalo – I got to be careful here, paraphrasing, did a quiet reset and got back. But that didn't have how many games you're going to win or lose. But I'm sorry, I can't wait to 2 p.m. to see if the first question asked is what's going on with Juwan.
And 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you want to know from Shanahan and Lynch today? Once again, they're talking today at 2 o'clock. I haven't spoken since they cut the roster down to 53. Jennings on the roster, but they've also signed Marquez Valdez-Scantling to a one-year deal. You got to believe that factors into the Jennings situation, or does it? I feel like it's got to, right? But what is your most pressing concern, or what do you want the answer to when those guys come out and talk to the media today at 2? The one thing we got to get clarification on is what's going on with Jennings. Obviously, that's the issue that supersedes all others, correct?
Yes, and you've been in the game for a long time, Steiny, and I try to go Draymond with new media. Man, that died out fast, huh? New media. But, Steiny, is it too fair to ask a ball coach, how good are you? Kyle, how good is this team? How good do you expect this team to be? Or is there a million trees verbally that you could hide behind not to answer that question?
I don't think he'd be afraid to say something like, you know, the goal's what the goal always is, to win the division.
Right.
And that's not unrealistic.
No, but I got it. All right.
So, I mean.
Didn't make the playoffs.
This is an easy one to say, well, we got to get in. And he already said it. He said, hopefully we get better the whole year and then we get in. And then he used the old one. Once we get in.
Anything can happen.
Yeah. So we'll see. But Shanahan and Lynch are talking today at 2 o'clock. So I also want to know how Robinson's going to be used.
Well, we won't know for the running back. Yeah, B Rob. Yeah, it'll be interesting.
I'm just going to say his whole name, okay. Brian Robinson.
And you know what?
You can call him B Rob. But then
we got D Rob. I want to call him D Rob. That's D Robinson, Steiny.
Yeah, well, he ain't going to play for.
So he'll be able to practice, right, while you're suspended?
I don't think so.
Kenny, do you know?
I'm pretty sure you can't.
You can't even show up to the lab?
That's like the Odyssey suspended me.
I couldn't come in and prep with you, huh?
No, that's – I don't think so. Mm. No.
I would think not.
That.
So stay away?
And in fact, like,
no,
that's
I think
the thing.
You can't show up to the facility and practice.
But here's the thing. So he's suspended for 3 games, but he's got to be on the PUP list, which means he's going to miss 4 games. I know he's suspended for 3.
No, he can be eligible. So he's on September 22nd. He'll be
on the 53-man right now.
No, not technically, no.
But week 4, he'll play.
Yes, yeah. Week four, okay, he will play. Yeah, that's the reason why they had to do it by 1 p.m. Right, yesterday in order for him to not cut somebody else.
That's what Will was saying, right.
Also, it looks like, according to Google, that he cannot practice while serving his three-game suspension.
Well, that's interesting.
And that's why I was thinking, if he can't practice, will he be able to play after just 1 week of practice? And if not, you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. Like, he won't be ready because he's not practicing, so it'll be another week.
I got to say this to my two guys, you and Steiny, wink, wink. Who's policing if he shows up to the facility in a do-rag, beanie, Steiny? Get in there and work out is what I'm saying.
I don't
like
know.
Like bar, you know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know how seriously teams take that. Or if it's enforced.
Bobby
or...
Valentine, remember he got threw out and came back with the mustache and glasses?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Once again, Shanahan and Lynch, they are talking today at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, so it's right in the middle of the crossover. That's a shame.
Steiny, I'm going to be leaving for the crossover.
What do you
mean? Caddy's in the shop. I told you I had to get it. They fixed it.
What does that have to do with anything?
I got to get where it's at.
What do you mean?
I talked to the boss. I'm just telling you.
I know, but what?
It'll be you three. I text Willard and Dibs are fine.
But I don't even know what's going on.
I won't be here for the crossover.
Wow.
So it'll be you three. Are you scared?
No, but I'm golfing today, and I need to get out of here early myself.
Hey, my car's in the
I already have my alarm set for 2:05 today. I'm bugging me. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's your biggest concern that you'd like Shanahan and Lynch to address today at the podium when they meet the media?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.